welcome. I'm really glad to have you guys here. I know there's been a lot of activity in this group over the last few weeks, and I want to just again send congratulations to Diane and Allison and Jane all for doing their launches. And now that you've been through your first launches, you have a better understanding of what all's involved and how much work's involved. Jeff knows because she's been through several and probably is going to be going through another one in a few weeks. So hopefully we can do whatever postmortems, as they used to call it in the computer. I like to, you know, debriefs and about some of the stuff that you may have questions about or how you could do better or some stuff about your launching your program. But I'm just so excited that you're doing it. And that's the thing about getting it done the first time. I think it was Diane who wrote it in the chat, was like, you know what, whether we had, you know, five people or 500 people or whatever, we're doing it. We're going to be doing the calls live. We're going to be creating it as we went along. It's much less stress. It's more stress in some ways, but less stress in other ways to have had it, the whole thing done in advance. James is a little different since James is a one-week program. It's kind of hard to keep up with content if you compress it into a week. But, you know, I'm just really excited for you, and I know we had some discussion about the whole preview call thing and how people get a little bit jaded by it, and I'd love to continue that discussion if anybody thinks that that's a worthwhile discussion to have. So I think what I'd like to do is just start with going around the room and basically just a little bit, you know, like, just really celebrate yourself. I know what your successes are, that you've done this, but I want to hear you do it yourself, because I really think that that's something that we miss out on. We just go, okay, did it. Now I have to do the next thing. Oh, it wasn't as good as I wanted. Oh, yeah, I did it well. And then you move on. So I just want you to sit in that appreciation of yourself for a bit, and then the appreciation that we can offer you for what you did. So it looks like Allison's at the top of my list. So, Allison, go ahead. And this is short. This is just our little, you know, 30-second to 1 minute I'm celebrating myself for.
Yay, I did it!
Woo! And you did a great job of it. You did a really great job of it. I wanted to comment that your delivery was excellent, and your ability to just look at your slides and then see it. I know you got a little bit screwy with the slides since we couldn't figure out how to get you to control it, and I was controlling it, so having to have me, I was trying to anticipate you sometimes, and then I was lagging, and it was a little, that could be off-putting. But you just did a great job of flowing with it, and your material was excellent, and congratulations. I think you did an amazing job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody add to that?
So carry on.
I was just going to say, anybody else want to add to that? Like, any words you have to just really honor Allison for her thing? I know some of you are on the call.
She did a great job. It was just, she was so poised. Just so informative.
A nice echo.
Thank you.
Participating.
And I've really learned the power of a warm list, which I've learned all the theory about for years, but I've really seen it in action this week. Rita Marie looks after her tribe so well, and gives them so much good information that she sends an email out and they leap.
And you end up with 900
people. We've got 1,052 people in total registered for the webinar or the replay.
Holy cow!
And nine people have bought the paid for the course.
Congratulations!
And then there's going to be about three or four of you who are being given a bonus ticket for testimonials, which is great.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to catch up with Diane's course when I'm on holiday this week.
Great. Well, thank you. And
well,
there were 155 live on the webinar, and 43 were on the phone. So that's an amazing turnout for a first webinar. So congratulations. amazing turnout.
Thank
I have
you.
People. Bill Barron said his first webinar, he had 5 or 4 or something like that. So any of you who feel like, oh, my God, what did I do wrong? I only had, you know, whatever number of people. Bill Barron had 4, and look where he is now. So thank you. We'll come back. So Diane.
I attended a live event a couple of weekends ago, which was fantastic. But one of the things I did while I was there was I made a commitment to Cynthia Pasquella herself, but also to a couple other people during one of the exercises where I committed to outlining my upcoming ebook, and I actually have gotten that done already ahead of schedule. It was by the end of the month, so
nice.
All good.
Nice. Congratulations, and congratulations on your launch. And
thank you.
You and Deb did an amazing job with it, and again, very poised on the call. You didn't lose a beat, even though nobody could see your slide. I mean, we had some real technical challenges on your call, and you guys didn't lose your cool, so that was really awesome.
Well, we were able to see the slides, and that made all the difference, because since we knew what was coming up, we could stay in the flow, and it didn't matter that other people couldn't see them, and we just thought, well, you know, there you go, so...
Hang on 1 second. I'm just going to write to Lisa. She said her pin isn't working, and I'm going to give her her pin again. Let me go through right here. If I just go settings and entry. I think we're going to start using Zoom after this. I've been playing with it, and I think I could, although let me just see. Jane had some other concerns with that, so we'll make sure that we have that taken care of. Okay, so 639-504. Is yours, and let me give her mine just for the backup. Let me give her a backup one. 475-610. 475-610 is backup. Okay, so hopefully she'll be on in a few moments. So congratulations, that's awesome, and I would love to see that outline. I want to see that book, and you know that we have included in one of you as one of your. I don't know what you call them, prizes, no, features of this program, bonuses of this program, is that we will work with you to get that really professionally done. So I'll work with you to make sure that it's all, like, saying what it should, and then I'll give it to Jazzy, who's, like, the amazing book designer. She loves doing it, and she's great at it, and she can work with you to get it the way you want it.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Yes. Absolutely. And all of you get that, so none of you have taken me up on it yet, except Allison, partially, sort of. Okay, so I'm going to put you on mute just because of your, unless you're going to put yourself on mute because of your possible background noise. So if the noise goes, go ahead and mute yourself.
I'm keeping myself on mute. Don't worry, unless, you know, I need to say anything, so.
Okie dokie. Thanks. Jane. Jane, the cleanse queen. I'm doing your cleanse right now.
And so are 40 other people.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
So for, you know, kind of piggybacking what Allison said about a warm list, please note that first impressions are always important in their experience with you all the time, because my list was 4 years old. So I was actually amazed at how many people from my old list actually signed up. So the cleanse is going great. We're on day 3.
You know, I see what you do, and I can see why that list would be so loyal to you, because I just see how much you give. I've seen you on, you know, on the Facebook group and in your emails and in the program itself. So that's a huge part of it. When people just, they love you, not because you're perfect, not because you don't mistake or blubber or spell something wrong occasionally, but they love you because you're real and you're giving them valuable information and they know they can count on you.
Great, thanks.
Yeah.
It's been, even with all the technical glitches, they've been very forgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know they are. They are. Fantastic. Congratulations, Jane. Anybody else want to congratulate Jane? I mean, we forgot to do that with Diane. We'll do the same. Anybody has congratulations you want to say for Jane and
Woo-hoo,
Diane?
Jane.
Yay!
That's just awesome, Jane. That's brilliant.
That's great. And you've got, you all see how much work goes into a launch now. Like, the whole process just takes a lot of effort and energy. And when you look back at the last few years when I've been doing like 12 launches a year, you can see that's a little frazzling. Fantastic. Congratulations. Let's go on to Jeff, and then we've got Lisa. Lisa just came on. So Jeff.
Hey, can you actually hear me on this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I phoned in using like phoning the number on Skype. But yeah, so I have been really here for my clients this month. This has been the craziest month of my life. Shit has hit the fan, can I swear on this call?
Yes.
And I have not let my people down. You know, I'm still getting messages from people every day saying how much I've been there for them. And that just is amazing. Feels good. So, yay. Yay me.
You know, it is, yes, yeah, you, because when personal stuff hits you, and that's what I'm assuming you're talking about, it's hard. You know, you have to just keep that going. People will say, well, I'll just cancel this or cancel that or just go hibernate. And, yes, we need to take care of ourselves, and yes, we need to make space for that, but you can't just close up shop for a month if things are going wrong. It just doesn't work. I remember a period last year, back in the spring of last year, when I won't even talk about exactly what, but I had very, very serious stuff going on with kids and husband, and, you know, health things and school things and blah, 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 safety things, and one son who lost a close friend died, you know, and he was in college and was away. I mean, all this stuff on me, and it was one of the busiest periods of my life, because I had a live event coming up, I had launches going on, and I managed to make it through that without letting anybody down. And that's, you know, it's not that we want to be these tough, you can never let your own feelings show, but a lot of people use, like, oh, I'm sad today because I didn't do this, and I'm going to just cancel my coaching call or whatever. And you just can't do that. I mean, there are times when you can, and there are times when I can rearrange things, whatever, but it's really a matter of staying focused on your end game. And you're a model for other people. You can go back with a blog post about the worst month of your life or whatever and how you held it together to be an inspiration to people and share some of the hints and tips and tricks that helped you to do that without falling apart. And I will personally say a lot of it had to do with my heart math practice, that I could just always stay focused on and go into what do I appreciate right now, and all things are going to work out well, and they have. And a year later, everything's pretty darn good. But I think it's really admirable, and it's really great that you're able to do that. And that's a sign of maturity, both, you know, personally and professionally, that you can do that. So, congratulations, Steph. Yay!
Thanks.
All right, so Lisa, what we're doing is just going around for a 1 minute congratulations me, celebrate me. And, you know, here's the thing, if Steph had a tough month and she was able to find something to appreciate about having a tough month, that's a really good role model, right? Because we all go through tough months and tough years and tough whatever since we're to our patients. So we're just sharing like something in that so that we can have you celebrate it rather than glossing over it, and then we'll celebrate it with you. So, Lisa, hey, I'm glad you got on.
Yeah, thanks for helping me get on the call. I don't know why, but anyway, I'm here. It's been an intense period. I'm playing catch up. I have this new contract with this company, and I'm having to figure out how they do things, and they have a different way of creating PowerPoints, et cetera. So I've been catching up on all of that. So I'm ready to invoice them. So, yay!
Oh,
I'm
invoice,
gonna...
yay!
Yeah.
That's going good, yay! I love that. I wish I got to invoice somebody. No, that's good. Yes, absolutely. That's actually what we do when we do an office review.
Yeah, I haven't invoiced them yet. I started working for them or with them in July, so I'm getting it all together. But I felt I had to do get the work accomplished to a certain point before I could invoice them. So, and I'll try to now do it on a more regular basis. But yeah, I'm learning the ropes.
From the perspective of an employer, we don't like it when people don't invoice for long periods of time because it really creates a cash flow issue. You know, it's like I'd rather pay somebody every 2 weeks or every month and be able to kind of have in my head what that invoice is going to be, because if that same thing is spread out and all of a sudden it's like I have to pay this 2 or 3 months worth of stuff at the same time, it's like freaks me out. So, you know, just keep that in mind too, that regular basis, every whatever you've agreed with them, but every 2 weeks to a month is probably, you wouldn't want to go longer than that.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do once a month now. So just, yeah.
Great.
Anyway.
It's great to have that extra little bit of income come in.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, so we're going to go around. First of all, does anybody want to continue the discussion? We had have like a five-minute discussion on what we talked about yesterday, Diane said, the elephant in the room about preview calls, because you know what I observed was Allison was doing a really great job and she was giving them some great information that probably none of them had ever heard before or seen it in that perspective. And you know, suddenly people are saying, well, I'm really disappointed. I expected this is just an overview and it's just a sales pitch for her course or something like that. And I expected to get more deep information. You know, I'm a health coach and I was hoping to have stuff that I could share with my clients. So, you know, those kind of things kind of hit, and she was watching the chat, so I could actually hear the drop in her energy. Hopefully nobody else did. I'm very sensitive to that, so I knew what was happening. And I tried to perk her back up and get her back up to where she was, but those kind of things can knock you down, and I just really want to reinforce that there are always those people, and sometimes they're vocal about it on a public chat. That's the risk you take with having a two-way chat. Like in Centella Seminar, you used to only have the one-way, and now that they have the two-way, it makes it, you're vulnerable to what other people say and other people seeing it and that influencing them. So, you know, there's the pluses and minuses to having a public chat. And on the other hand, it happens all the time. And like I said, I was on a call once with Bill Barron, and a heckler got on. And I had to leave because I had to go to another call of my own, but I was just wanting to stay there and get on and defend him because it was mean and cruel after he'd given, like, amazing information. And that's the thing. Like Jane said, a lot of times it's because you've gone back to the basics. You didn't come up with, hey, we're going to talk about hormone therapy today, and here's what Black Cohosh does, and here's what this does, and here's what this medication does, and here's the percentages. She didn't go into all this, you know, stuff that wasn't really what's valuable for people. She went into the importance of what's overlooked in the basics, and people don't like hearing the basics. They say, oh, gluten-free, I hear that all the time. Well, are you gluten-free? Well, no. Okay, well, go there first, and then come back to me and ask me about your fatigue. Okay, but that's the thing, that people are not wanting necessarily to take control. They want us to rescue them, and they want us to rescue them for free. And the Internet has trained that. There's all these webinars and seminars, but the truth of the matter is all the free information just is confusing to them if they don't sign up with us. So I just want you to just really sit with your value. Not all of them are going to. A tiny percentage of them really are going to. No matter how big your list is, it's just a small percentage. Like if somebody has a 150,000-person list and they get 100,000 people on the list, that's still just a tiny percent, right? That's a tiny, tiny percent, less than 1%. So it's really just a small percent that are going to sign up with you. You've provided value to the rest of them. And anybody who's going to complain about it, that's their problem. And I've told my team, it's like somebody starts complaining like that, I unsubscribe them. Just unsubscribe them because I don't need them on my list. I've just given you all this free information that's taking me hours and hours and hours to compile and years and years and years to put together, and you can choose to go deeper or you can actually take it and run. I was telling somebody the other day, Be4BeGone program, right? We can get that down to, here, do this for a month. and people are going to see amazing results, majority of people. But the issue is they won't do it. I can give them a two-page document and say, just follow this for a month. Just eat the foods on this list for a month. If I don't give them the how-to, the recipes, the reason why, they're not going to do it. But clearly I can give it to them for free and they can all do it. But they're not going to. Majority aren't going to. So stay in your value is all why I'm really passionate about this. Is like it can knock you down and go, oh, next time I'll just be a little less salesy and I'll put a little more information. Been there, done that. Been there, done that. So, yes, you can balance it like Diane was saying and have some free webinars sometimes where you don't make an offer. But usually when you do that, oftentimes when you do that, people say, how can I get more? How can I get more? Or you just do a thing where you say, hey, if you want to have a free consultation, we can chat about what's up for you. And there's a lot of ways you can give free value, and one of them is the videos. The videos that you're doing, the blog posts that you're doing, you're giving them lots of free stuff. So don't ever feel bad about asking them to then open their wallet to support you, because otherwise the free stuff dries up because you got to go get a job. So that's all I'm going to say. And anybody else want to pipe in and ask anything or say anything about that? So sorry, I feel so passionate.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
So giving everybody everything for free on the internet or in a webinar is like putting all the ingredients for a cake in a bowl and expecting it to become a freaking cake.
Oh, I love that.
It's not going to be a cake without you.
Love it. Yep. I love it.
You can't give them everything free. Yeah.
Good. And we
people don't know that.
And take that, because I know that the tendency when something like that happens to you or your colleague or whatever is like, I'm going to be a little lighter in my offer. And it's different. And to say that, sure, you can do this on your own. And my experience is that that's a very small percentage of the people that can actually take what I just gave you and will do it on their own. Not that you can't, but that you need the support and you need the guidance. And you need somebody to act. I love that cake analogy. Thank you. That's really great.
I wanted to add something to it, because I think part of it is, and this is what I wanted to bring into the discussion, I think part of it is a matter of perspective, because so many people are learning about how to do webinars from places where all they're being taught is the marketing and the really hard and heavy sales pitch. And people tune into these things and they don't realize that those of us who are trained by people like you, we are giving the content as part of the webinar and then inviting them to go deeper, because somebody who was upset with what Allison was offering, they clearly weren't listening to what she was offering. They were just, they had this idea in her head that, oh, this is just going to be a sales pitch and blah, 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 and they tuned it out. And I think it's more a matter of perspective, because you're teaching us to give value in the webinar and then offer more. But not everybody does it that way. So I think audiences have gotten really jaded and ultra critical. And that's kind of what I was thinking of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that when I was first taught to do webinars, it was give them the what and the why, but don't give them the how. And I don't think that's valid. I think you have to give them the what and the why and as much of the how as you can within the time constraint without over flooding them with information. Because if you give them too much, they go, too much, I'll just I remember being on a webinar with Alex Sundogi, and I spent $20 to be on it. It was all about writing e-books. And this was many, many years ago. And I sat there and I was voraciously writing note after note after pages and pages of notes of stuff I could do with it. And at the end, he offered a program, and I just looked at my notes and I said, I got enough here to keep me busy for the next 2 or 3 months. Maybe I'll look to see if I need a program after that. So that's the risk of giving too much, right? You're overwhelmed and you go, I just have to figure this out. So you give them enough. The best webinars are the ones where they're giving me great information, and I'm sitting there going, but I need help, I need guidance, I need to do more, I want to do this, but I can do this part, but I need more. And by the end, it's like, tell me how much. Just tell me how much. I'll sign up, That's the best webinar. That's the feeling you want to get people like, oh, my God, this is exactly what I need. Where do I sign up? And if we can keep that in mind as we're going through and creating, how do we create that urgency in them that, oh, my God, I need this right away? a good point, because there are a lot out there that have given this overview, and I spend like an hour on the phone. I'm like, why would I want more of this? Yeah, thank you. Anyone else?
Can I just say something about I've got one person who I've had basically two strategy sessions on the phone.
It's hard to hear you, Allison.
Yeah. I'll just see if it's any better with this.
Yeah, that's better.
Bear with me.
All right. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
Okay. So I've got somebody who rang me and has asked loads of detailed questions. She's already seen a functional medicine doctor, but she's decided that she thinks that I will listen better. She'll feel more able to talk to me, but she's already had some preparatory work with this other functional medicine doctor and with a nutritionist. So she's done lots of stuff, but she's very difficult to make decisions. So she was going. So I offered her the package, and then I offered her a follow-up appointment, a follow-up phone conversation to decide whether she was going for the package or not. And she decided not to. And I said, she said, actually, what do you want? I'm still thinking about it. And I said that her the deadline for that price was midnight that night. But I also said, but you'll find out a lot during the course. Come on the webinar, and then she decided again. She didn't click it by the evening. So then she, before the on-call call, she clicked and bought the course. And then she contacted yesterday asking about appointments. My point is that she thinks that if she has her one appointment, she will save money by not going on the course. But I pointed out to her that there's no way that in, say, one appointment a month, one half an hour appointment a month, I'll be able to cover the stuff covered in the
right.
And far
well, you could, but you so, not in one appointment a month. You'd have to charge her for your private time for all of the educational pieces that you're doing there. So you'd have to charge her for an extra hour and a half a month or a week, right, for the delivery, because you're doing this every week, an hour, hour and a half of content. You'd have to charge her for an extra 4 hours or 5 hours or 6 hours of your time in order to deliver all that education.
Exactly. I pointed out to her that it would cost about £3,000 to cover the amount of stuff in the course on a one-to-one basis.
Right.
And that the package I'd offered her wasn't going to give her that much information. And I've noticed that none of my private clients have signed up for the course, whereas what I envisaged was that they would sign up for the course, get that information, and therefore have a better understanding of about quick fixes when they came to see me for their bioidentical hormones. So, probably worth,
well,
I think, me sending an email.
If they've paid for a package with you, I would often just say, hey, I'm going to give you this as a bonus. If they're in like a three-month package, hey, because you're in a three-month package with me, I'm just going to bonus you this education, because this is going to make our work together much more efficient. And then if they are not signed up, if you're still doing them one-to-one basis, you can say, look, I could save you a lot of money in the one-to-one by having you go through my course and, you know, have a package, and the package would be this much money. It would include the course plus this many private consultations. So now that you have this course, I would recommend that you bundle it into any private consultation packages that you do. So you don't make them pay for it separately. You just bundle it in.
Okay. Thank you. But if they have done like this woman has, and she's bought the course while she's still umming and ahhing about the package.
I would say, hey, if you're going to sign up for this, whatever, $3,000 package, is that what you're offering her?
No, it's a 997. It's just...
Oh, well, if it's 997, then you don't include the course. She has to pay extra. 997?
Okay.
God, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's for working with me for 6 months, just half an hour a month, because people don't want to invest in the time that it really takes, or I don't think they do.
Oh, yeah, so I wouldn't lower that, not if you're giving her 6 months of half an hour a month for that. No, I would, yeah.
Okay, so it's only a bonus if people have invested in a course that's over say, 2,000.
I would say over 2,000, yeah. Like, if you had a three-month program for $3,000, then sure, you bonus the program, you bonus the content in. Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, sure. Yeah, no problem. Okay, let's just go through and let's start with Diane, if your line is still clean, let's just start with you. And if you got contractors booming in the background, we'll start with somebody else. And so I'm going to set the timer, and we're going to get, let's see, there's five of us on, and 12, 3, 10 minutes each. Okay.
Okay. Okay, there is a little noise in the background, but I'm hoping it's not going to be too loud. My question may be something that would better wait until the next call, but if we're kind of planning ahead, and so it's what I'm thinking of, and it's going to be wanting to know some tips and tools for when the live course finishes. We want to turn it into an evergreen self-study.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're, you know, planning ahead as to what will be the best things we can do to market it, you know, as a self-study course to get it out to more people, whether or not we should be, like, working with affiliates or other people or that sort of thing. But just any suggestions anybody has. So
absolutely. I have lots of suggestions. And I would also say if you're delivering your content live right now, like your calls, like your training modules live, that you just really make sure that you don't put any dated stuff in there and don't talk about the weather. Oh, it's great weather outside, and oh, we were having a hurricane out. You know what I'm saying? Like, to keep it more, you can always go back in and edit it, but you want to eliminate as much editing as you can. So that's just one thing. Number two, as far as marketing it, I think that the best way to do it, the two best ways to do it are affiliates and Facebook. And having really good success with getting 300 new people a month, a week, 300 new people a week, 300 and something new people a week into the practitioner list by Facebook ads, and that's costing us less than a dollar a lead. So if you have it set up, and we could talk more in detail about this, about exactly how, but if you get this set up so that you have a webinar, you redo, you're not going to use your same webinar, you're going to create a script, you're going to, like, actually record your webinar and make the offer for the program, and then you're going to drive traffic to some sort of free stuff that's going to say, hey, now that you have my free stuff, now you have your free download of whatever, come to this webinar and learn, you know, and make it be really a good learning opportunity for them to learn more about implementing gluten-free. Then you make an offer for the program at the end of that, and then you have a whole backup sequence of emails. I'm just studying through Justin Livingston's optimized webinar sequence, so I'll have a lot more on the intricate details of this and some of the stuff I can share with you. It's just, he's got an amazing process. But we're step-by-step, that would be the starting point.
Okay, good. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and you drive Facebook traffic there. So you drive them with, hey, download my 5 tips to going gluten-free without pain in it, or 5 tips to whatever, something that's a tip sheet or a recipe guide or something that they consume relatively quickly and they're ready for the next step. And then you send them to the webinar. You can have a whole bunch of, there's a whole bunch of email things you can do in there to, you know, kind of warm them up and all, make the offer, then do the follow-up. But then you also have to work with affiliates. The cool part about it is they don't have to have time in their calendar to promote you when you're actually doing it because it's evergreen. So you go to somebody who has a, you know, a decent-sized list that has your audience in it, and you say, hey, I would love to do a webinar with you. And I would love to do this just for you, your people. When can we do it? And, you know, I'm going to make an offer for this program, and you'll get an affiliate commission for it. And that works really well. I've done that. I don't like just promoting affiliates. I like promoting their free stuff, but I don't like the sales pages. I like to send them free stuff. So I've done that with people in the past where they've come on, and my people have loved their stuff, and they bought it. So you can do that as well. There's a lot of ways to do that. And you can actually target yourself for 2 affiliates a month. So you're going to do 2 affiliates a month. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Anybody else have any ideas? Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Oh, I would love to do that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm gonna. Yeah, I'm really working on getting my first one that way in place and getting that system in place. We have so much else going on in the background that it's hard to take the time out. But we're going to be doing that with CMDS, and we're going to be doing that with the blood sugar, which our blood sugar balancing program is being rebranded, and it's going to be called the Sweet Spot Solution. So the whole thing is being rebranded. We're doing a big launch for it, and then that's going to be set up that way as well. Yeah, great. Anybody else have any feedback, input, ideas for Diane of things you think might work? Oh, and guest blogging. Keep doing the guest blogging. Send them to your freebie. Your freebie then sends them always that everything you do, you send them to one of a bunch of freebies if you want. You can just see what the target audience is. You can change it up. But that always leads to the webinar. That always leads to the same webinar with the offer and with the whole sequence. And the more guest blogging you do, the more guest interviews you do, getting on summits as well, you know, all that kind of stuff is really good. Is that good, Diane? Are you good? Or do you have anything more? Do you have a few more minutes?
No, that's great. I had just wanted to make sure I was muted because some truck had fired up kind of loud. So, but no, that's wonderful information. Thank you. I was taking curious notes, and I'm sure I'll be listening to the replay. So
the replay, great. Thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Who is next? Let's do Jane. Oh, and, you know, by the way, just not to cut into anybody's time, but I just want to make sure that all of you give some thought to what's the back end of your program. What are you going to offer after this to all these people who you've taken through this and now they want more, they like you, they want more? Like thinking about what you can offer, whether that's a mastermind, higher level kind of thing, whether it's just a different, like, what's the next problem. The way that some of my mentors describe it is that it's like you create, it's problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution. So what's the next problem that these people want to solve? And then what can you offer them to help them solve it? So it's really good. You've got a warm audience. They've gone through your program. They've liked what they've done. And what's next? Think about what would they want solved next and what can I offer them next? And it may just be into a private calls or small group coaching call or something like that. But I want everybody to be thinking about that. Right. So, Jane, you're up.
Hi. I'm still kind of in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an echo in the background, so whoever's not on mute.
Is it still echoing?
It's echoing when I talk. No, that's good. Whatever that was
good.
Allison. Yeah,
so I needed you, Allison, just in case. Okay.
So did I learn a lot? Yeah. Was it overwhelming? Absolutely, because I had so many different parts in such a compressed time frame. It was a challenge. And even though I'm still in delivery right now, delivery mode, I'm already thinking, my tech team is pretty ticked off of me and for one comment that I made of them not being available over a weekend. And they told me a week before that they had a 3-day weekend. And had I known that ahead of time, I would have never planned my launch on that day. And they didn't feel it was what I was asking for was urgent enough, which had to do with somebody having access to the classroom on launch day. Yeah. So, you know, it's that kind of stuff. And the leader of that group actually is not even communicating with me anymore.
There we go. I think it was Lisa. Yeah, I think it was Lisa. Sorry about that.
So anyway, I'm having to reevaluate. It was very expensive. I won't even come close to covering my expenses on this thing. I have to look at making it much more simplified because it was very complicated. And the tech team made it more complicated and they were supposed to do the opposite. So I have to really look at this, take a good look and step back on how I can actually simplify things, because it was so flipping expensive. There's a lot of different pieces. There's a lot of different pieces because of the, you know, one Infusionsoft, with that piece, there was no way I could have done this campaign on my own. So I had to hire somebody there. I hired an editor, which I won't, I wouldn't hire her again. That costs a lot of money. Then I had the classroom, so Access Ally, then there's the fee there. And it didn't, it was just okay. I think the folks in India can build my classroom for free, and then I don't have that expense. And then adding on the lead pages, you know, just every little thing, and then adding on Zoom and the webinar, and just every time I turned around, like, somebody wanted more money, and in order to put the puzzle pieces together. So, yeah, it was just, and it was complicated because I had products, so I had a store. I had the assessment beforehand. That was a bloody nightmare. They just botched that one up. That was a mess. And it should have been really simple. So it was just a whole bunch of things. And that, like, right now, there's a tech issue right now because they're uploading and updating things in the live environment. And so it takes everything down. So, and I don't even know, they don't warn me that they're doing that. So then I start getting emails from cleansers. Hey, I can't access the manual.
Uh-oh.
And that kind of stuff for me is, like, totally unacceptable.
Totally, yeah. I mean, things happen where the host goes down and Infusionsoft goes down, whatever. But to have that be because they're doing edits in the background is not acceptable.
No, it's not acceptable. So, and this is one thing, my husband's been so upset through this whole thing, because he said, Jane, this is not a tech team. This is an application management team. So that I learned really quickly. And, you know, so I am trying to reevaluate, because I really want to, I want to launch a new program in January as a prelude to my liver cleanse. Luckily, I have the pieces ready in my liver cleanse, so that's good. But it was really complicated. Now I've done it. And there were times when, like, literally I just, there was so much information coming at me that I just, like, I freeze. Like, even on these calls, like, there's so much information in my mind right now that I'm taking in, I'm lucky if I'm taking in 20% of the information on this call right now. That's just how much stuff is, like, running through my head. Because I'm in the middle of it. So, was it a good experience? Yeah. Absolutely. I needed to do it. I needed to learn. And now I will be looking at how I actually simplify. And then, you know, kind of piggybacking what, you were talking about with Diane, is that what's the next step? And my next step, you know, comes pretty quickly in the next few days. So.
That's right. So really think about that. Is there some interim thing before this other program happens, or do you just get them into some kind of nurture sequence to keep them going and keep them warm?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't figured that out. I know the one thing that I will offer is we have been focusing on a lot of listening to your symptoms, listen to your symptoms. What are they saying to you? And once we get to the end of this, right, and cleansing gets rid of some of those symptoms, if not all of them, right? And for those people that have unresolved symptoms, let's look at doing one-on-one. So that was my thought.
Yeah, that's a great option, right? That's a great option. And the other thing is, think about what is the biggest mistake that people make after a cleanse. I mean, I know personally that it's they jump right back in. That's why we used to have a one-week green cleanse, and now it's three. They weren't prepping right. They weren't getting enough coffee. But then afterwards,
right,
they'd just, okay, I'm done. And we gave them some recipes, but they'd be back to pizza and beer. So what are the biggest mistakes people make, and what's a transition thing that you can, you know, you can offer them? And I love the idea of one-on-one or even a small group. Like, they may love that they've met all these people and they want to keep going, and maybe you start a group of six You know, you can only take 6 people who want that. You'll get 1 one-on-one call plus a group call. So think about that kind of thing so it's not taxing you so much on your time.
Yeah. And I like group better anyway.
I know, and you do great with groups. So maybe you do that where, you know, pick the problem that you're hearing the most coming up. Like, is it the follow-through stuff? Is it the tuning in stuff? Is it the doubting themselves? Whatever piece it is, and it may be an emotional piece or an energetic piece versus the physical piece. Just, like, really tune into what you're hearing from them throughout the week.
Yep.
It's great that you're doing the daily journal things and write in because you're getting a sense of where people are getting stuck. I mean, I know there's some people on there that I know that once they stop, they go back to their old eating habits. And there's one person in particular I'm thinking about. But how do you get that? How do you avoid that? How do you create the mindset? How do you get the energy up around this so they're so dedicated that they don't want to go back to the old thing? So think about how you can offer that in a way that's easy, that doesn't require 5 membership pages and all this other stuff. It's just real easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm definitely tapping into that. That's a good idea. Just run into a good, just here, let's get a more intimate group going on. And, you know, I actually called people individually, those people that I didn't have a relationship with.
Awesome. That is
and it took
such
me,
a great idea.
It was less than, I'll tell you, it was less, some calls were 5 minutes. And the feedback I got from that was like, I can't believe you did that. Like, I am so grateful and I'm glad you connected. And the funny thing, one of the funny things was that Tony's husband is on and I didn't know who he was. And I didn't know who Tony's husband was. And so I had actually, and they on purpose didn't, they didn't tell me who he was, and I had a conversation with him too, and he didn't tell me on the call who he was.
Oh.
And I think, and what was interesting is that it built such a sense of, it built such a safety net and a supportive net, because they didn't want to tell me because they were afraid that I was going to, you know, treat him differently, right? And when I actually reached out and I actually called him, not knowing who he was, they were like, wow. And so that actually, it made a huge difference. It really hasn't taken, because, I mean, you guys know me, you should know me by now, is that I'm a real rules girl, and I set a pretty good foundation. And because of that, I don't have a lot of questions. I don't have, and they're very, I can answer questions very quickly and succinctly on these group calls, and it makes it so much easier. And so my answers are very quick, and it's not that time-consuming to respond.
Right. That's awesome. And so. I love that you reached out, and that's something that is worth talking about because we used to do that, and then you get busy and all that. But how long did it take you to do all the calls?
Well, I reached out to anybody who was brand – not all 40.
Not all 40.
I reached out to anybody who I if I hadn't had, like, we could have been having maybe a conversation over Facebook, so I didn't call them directly. Or we could have had to have a conversation over email and with people that I know. So I targeted people that I had never met and we had never had a conversation one-on-one. And then if I had somebody who I had questions with their assessments, then I got on the phone. And I said, hey, can we talk about this a little bit further?
And you just called
them
out of the blue, or did you make an appointment to call them?
Oh, no, I called them out of the blue.
Great.
And, you know, and I'll tell you, the beauty of that is because they didn't expect it. They possibly didn't have a lot of time, so it didn't suck up a lot of my time.
Yeah. I love it.
But then they knew that they could reach to me through email.
Yeah, that's great. I think it's something that we can all take that in, especially now when the programs are real small.
I can't. I don't know that I can do that in the future, but
no, I can't imagine doing that. I actually did. I paid somebody to call everybody in CMDS who wasn't already signed up for Shine and to welcome them to the program and to see if they had any questions, and then to encourage them to get their ticket cashed in because we were running out of space. So I want to do that with all the programs, and I really, I know with NEPT, we have, you know, Lynn gets on the phone with them, or somebody gets on the phone with them and welcomes them. But I think that really incorporating that makes a huge difference in your retention and your repeat business rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Great lesson. Thank you. Super. So we can actually, you know, if you want to strategize, if you want to really kind of outline all the things that you would have liked to be doing differently, and I'm happy to do that on our next call, is to see how we can simplify that for the future. Because you do have it's a fairly simple membership site. So sometimes if the wrong tech team is in there, you might be able to just get your guys in India to just maintain what you're doing there. Unless they can.
Well, I can maintain it, or they can rebuild it, and I'll have it for free, and I won't have to pay anything.
Well, yeah, if you can get it for free, now you have something to show them. It's not like your theoretical.
Exactly.
Concept. This is what I have. This is what I'd like to improve. This is what I'd like to stay the same. So that would be great.
Exactly. And that's my plan. Absolutely. That's my plan.
Great. That's great. Super. Okay.
I just want to thank you and all you guys for all your support through this, because I wouldn't have been able to do it without you.
Thank you. You're welcome. And that's kind of why I am here for this. This is why I do what I do, because I know what it was like for me not having that kind of support, right, and having to figure it out. And I'm that kind of person that figures things out, and I still struggle. So, yeah, absolutely. And everybody who's been so supportive of each other, and that's the community I wanted to create here. So, anyway,
yeah.
I think I just got knocked out of. I just got knocked out, so I can't see anybody. But hopefully, your lines are all open and you can open up.
Yeah, they're open.
They're open. Okay.
Well, at least I am. I don't know about anybody else. But.
Trying to pull it back up. My Google, whatever it is, Chrome, just went down completely, so I can't see you guys anymore. So.
Oh, the Zoom. Okay, I think I figured out what's wrong with Zoom and what people don't get. So with Zoom, when you download the application, people think that they're going to access the webinar through the application. What they don't realize is all they have to do is plug the URL into their browser, and it will find the application on their computer. So if you ever have somebody that says, hey, it asked me for a password, but you didn't set it up for a password, typically it means that they actually opened up the application to try to get in that way.
I'm not sure how that is.
Does that make sense?
I'll have to look at it to see, because I'm not that familiar with it. We're going to actually try it out after this. So.
Yeah, it downloads. So when you use Zoom for the very first time, you have to download their application onto your desktop.
Yeah.
And then you just leave it alone. You close it and you leave it alone. And then you take the URL. You don't actually access a webinar or a meeting through if you're being invited. Okay, this is for guests only, not for the host. So if you're being invited in, all you have to do, if you've already downloaded Zoom, is then you use the URL in your browser and it finds it on the application on the desktop.
I found that to be the case. Yes. Okay. So you.
Yeah. And so I couldn't figure out why people. Yeah, people are going, I can't get in. They're asking me for a password, and I'm like, but I didn't, you know, you shouldn't have a password. And their help team didn't even help me with that. I had to figure it out on my own.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the other thing that happened with me in this cleanse. I had to figure out all the tech issues.
Ugh.
Nobody troubleshooted.
Ugh. It's hard to find people who know it. It really is. And, you know, fortunately, we have those diagnostic issues. Because of what we do in health, that, you know, you can do it. I can do it because that's where I started, was diagnosing tech problems, and that's how I've become so good at diagnosing health problems. But, yeah, it's really hard to find those people that can do it. We are so lucky that our guy in the Philippines is really good at that stuff.
Well, the guys in India would be really good, too, but they weren't in charge of this one.
Okay. Well,
so which is why I'm going to actually switch gears and move back over there.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's go to Steph. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hey. So how can we support you today?
Yeah. Thank you. I would like to do three webinars for my functional, not blah, 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 for Core Reset when I launch it, like now. and I'm kind of struggling to figure out what would be the most strategic sort of three things to do. I was thinking the first one to do with
three
the immune.
Ones. That's, yeah, mm-hmm. three different ones rather than redoing the same one three times. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And
I use that technique a lot. So you want to know help with
I'm
what
copying you.
Three. You're copying me? I've noticed mm-hmm. a lot of you copying me. I'm giving you permission to copy me, but it's funny. I'm like, oh, I know that chart. It's a little different background on it, but yeah. Okay, so you want to know what the topics are. So tell us what you're thinking right now.
Yeah, so I was thinking for the first one to do, like, immune system or low energy, one or the
when
other.
When you say immune system, that's not something people are laying awake at night saying, I just wish I had a stronger immune system.
There you go. So go low energy.
Yeah. So you always want to think about what words are people using. What's keeping them awake at night? What's keeping them from achieving their dreams? They don't think
exactly.
in terms of immune system, except our practitioner right. clients. They do.
Yeah, I totally think about my immune system all the time. So I don't know what people think about.
right. Yeah, you're not your typical.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
so
not
low
my
energy
client.
Is one.
Yeah. Okay, and then.
What?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of them has to be related to digestive function. I think one of them should be related to brain function, or other, system. If you want to talk immune system, you might be talking allergies or, sniffly or getting sick a lot. So that's where, that's where immune system comes in. I just wish I didn't get sick so much. Just think of it in terms of when you come up with a topic, think about a person saying, I just wish, whatever, fill in the blank.
Mm.
And if you can fill in the
yep.
blank with fill in the blank of the I just wish I didn't have this or I could do that.
Right.
That's helping. That's a problem that they're actually saying in their own words.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. Actually, that's really helpful. Okay. So the low energy, and I can tie that into getting sick all the time or
yep.
whatever. And then I was going to go into, I wanted sort of the last one to be why the elimination diets like aren't enough. So why the FODMAPs doesn't work every time, or why the Candida diet doesn't work every time. So why they're not enough.
Okay, so this is going to be a sequence. So when you announce
yes.
it, are you going to announce it as, hey, sign up for my webinar series? And because if
right,
you
so,
are, then you can tie, you can. You need a unifying theme that ties the three together. And then you have the specific ones. And then if that's
right.
going to be the third one, you know you've kind of set them up. So you want to talk in terms of why some of the popular ways of managing these, chronic health conditions are not working properly or not working well. And then you can have that in your bullet points. Just so I'm saying
right.
something like that. Like what would they relate to? But you have a little bit more leeway in creating the titles because one's going to lead to the next,
Yeah, I see. Because what we were talking about on our private call was that I would announce the first one and then wait a few days and then announce the second one and do it like that. But maybe I should just, so after they get all their gifts and the videos and stuff, maybe I should just say webinar series.
Yeah, it's really...
Have them opt in for that?
There's two ways to do it. I've done it two ways. The first way is I've done it as a series. Sign up for our Having Happy Healthy Hormones series. And in the first one, we're going to talk about thyroid. And the second one, we're going to talk about adrenals. And we're going to have sex drive. Something like that.
Yeah.
The other way I've done it is I've announced one, and then I've said... kind of gotten feedback from that one and go, oh, people need more information about this. And then said, hey, based on my webinar the other day, people are just really wanting to know more about that. So if you're on the webinar, great, sign up here. And if you weren't, sign up here too, and we'll send you the replay to the other you can watch before you come on to this one if you want to, something like that.
Mm.
So what feels...
Yeah.
You know, and you don't know until you do it which ones are going to convert the best.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe I should wait and play it by ear?
Yeah, so then announce the first one. And No, I think you should have ideas of what you want, but you can actually tailor the titles, the exact titles and bullet points based on what you heard from the first one.
Okay. So they sign up for all three.
One, right?
Yeah. So they sign up for all three, but I just give them, you know, what the first one is. So this is a series of three webinars. The first one's going to be blah, blah, blah. It's at this time.
No.
On
this
date.
You're hybriding.
Okay.
So you either announce the series and you give it a unifying theme, you know, and it could be something like the hidden symptoms people do not attribute to digestion.
Right.
Unless you want the big reveal to be the digestion. But, you know,
so
decide. But you have a unifying theme and then you say, and sign up and you'll get, you know, all three of these webinars. And then you write to them after each one and say, hey, here's your link to webinar two. Here's your links to webinar three. I've done that a bunch of times for ERC. And I've done it for other programs as well. I think I did it for SIV one. The other way is to then just announce webinar one. You don't make any mention of webinar two or three. And then after webinar one, you say, hey, I'm going to be doing another one. We had such great response to that, and people had so many questions about this part of it that we didn't have time to go into in detail. And so we're going to go into detail on the next one and then the next one. So you can actually do an overview, like what Lisa Sasevich calls the sampler platter on the first one, and then do deep dives on the second and third one.
Right. Yeah, that was sort of the low energy thing is really like, how is everything related to digestion? But that's not how I'm going to, you know, they won't know that that's what I'm talking about. But they will by the end of it.
Yeah.
But then
you go
the other ones, I want to go deeper. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's great. And then you can, pick certain symptoms or whatever that people are struggling with, and you make the connection with digestion. So by the end, what they're feeling, at the end of the first one, they're feeling this. This is what Callan Rush was saying in one of the things I was listening to her the other day. She was saying you get them in for a problem, so low energy in this particular case. And then you give them some reveals about what's the underlying cause of it, of that. And then by the end of it, they're going, they came in thinking, I have to solve this energy problem. By the end of your talk, they're thinking, oh, my God, I have this major digestive issue. I have leaky gut. I need to get it clean.
Exactly.
And then they go, oh, how do I clean my leaky gut? I have no idea. Oh, this program, it cleans my leaky gut.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That and then you can make you can see how that goes. And if you feel like, oh, that could have gone better or it went really well, then you just do an encore of that same one.
Yeah. But, yes, I was sort of planning to do the first one like Callan Rush template style. And then the other ones I was planning to do more like you, since they already know there's an offer, to plan to do them more like you, where I go, I give them more actual tools specific to digestion, because the cat's out of the bag and we know we're talking about digestion already.
Yeah, exactly. So, the cat's out of the bag and now you know that you have it. And that way you get the people who already know they have a digestive issue. They may not have signed up for the first one because they didn't have low energy, but they're going to sign up for that second one. That's the problem I have with Callan's approach is she says, here's your issue, pick one of the problems. But that leaves on the table all these other people who have the real core problem but aren't experiencing that symptom.
Yeah, I think it needs to be tweaked for health practitioners. I've thought about her system a lot.
Yeah.
And, that's great. If you're teaching somebody something that can really help everybody, then you need to narrow it down in her way. But if it's a really specific, biochemical issue like what we deal with, I think some things have to be changed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why, another possibility is that you do pick three separate, really pressing presentations of it that people get.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first one, you do the same kind of thing and you lead them to the digestion is the issue. The second one, you can do the same. But I think one of them has to be direct digestion. It really can't avoid that because that's the symptoms that they present with a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they don't.
Yeah.
So you want to do the reveal. And you can actually use a lot of the others. You can use some of that in your pre-launch stuff too. to really get them thinking along those lines. So
okay.
I probably have confused you more than I've helped you at this point, because we've just more or less explored the possibilities. But I think low energy is something we all hear over and over again, and people don't necessarily relate it to their digestion unless they're experiencing it. I think you need to address the actual, you know, the digestive issues that just don't seem to go away, even though you're doing this diet or that diet or the other. I think that would be another really good one. And then a third one would be, what are some of the, you know, that's why I said brain, because a lot of times people are, you know, experiencing the loss of memory, the brain fog, the confusion, other things like that. So that could be another one, because the gut-brain connection is so powerful.
Yeah. And that would be a fun thing to talk about that I don't usually get to talk about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay.
That helps?
I'll work on titling. And I need you guys' help for titles.
So you've got that template, right? That three, that template from Callan's thing, where you go backwards into your... So if you've decided... First you decide on the problem that you're going to solve for them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it's just the title. Yeah.
So the title for the whole series or the... Oh, no, because you're going to do it the other
just
way.
Just for the first one.
Title for the first one. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, you can do the three mistakes thing, you can do the three myths thing, you can do the, you know, simple strategies to overcome XYZ.
That might be better. I'm kind of over the whole three mistakes thing.
Yeah, I know, I'm tired of it.
It makes me want to puke at this point, so.
simple
strategies for overcoming exhaustion.
Yeah. People love the whole idea of overcoming exhaustion, so... And if you offer the, if you name their pain, and you mention a solution in the title, but you have to name their pain. You can't say three solutions that give you more energy. Necessarily.
Okay.
Although, you know, you see what I'm saying? You got to name the pain.
Yes.
Got to name the pain. Energy's a little on the edge, but most people don't sign up for things because they get more energy. They sign up for it because they can just, you know. You know, they sign up for a webinar like that because they're like, they're so exhausted, they're so fatigued, and they want solutions.
Yeah.
It's not even a matter of getting more energy, because they have none.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that helps.
Yeah, super.
And if anybody else has any suggestions for anybody during this, just, like, chime in and go for it. We're all here to help each other. So let's do Lisa, and then we'll come back to Allison, because we think we started with Allison on some stuff, and then we'll come back to Allison and finish up. Lisa.
Okay. Am I unmuted now?
You are unmuted now.
Okay. Well, I'm trying not to get overwhelmed, because I had a launch in May, and finally put the bad stuff behind me, you know, the strain. I'm hearing it all again when Jane is going through. I mean, mine was different. Obviously, the details are different, but it just, I'm wondering why I'm going to do this again in January with the weight loss one. But, I'm trying
breathe through. First of all, just breathe and know that you have the skills to get it out there, and the long term is that you're looking to simplify your life by not having to do so many one-on-one consultations.
So next month, actually, would like to think about what Steph was just talking about and what Diane was, you know, thinking about is these webinars that lead people to it. I mean, we're going to do a webinar in January, but I would also like to automate things a little bit and have some webinar set up to go to my previous program and also to the new one, I guess. But I'm not really ready. I'm just trying not to overwhelm myself now. I don't even know when I should start sending, because it's right after Christmas, so I think in December I have to start sending information out, right?
Well, remind me what the date was. Was it like the first week in January?
Yeah, it's the first week of January, but I was going to ask you if we can push it back a week to the middle of January, because I think it's a bit too early, too soon after New Year's and Christmas to really launch something.
I'll get back to you on that because there's some, I'm supposed to be, I haven't verified the date, but I'm supposed to be in Costa Rica for a week in January teaching something.
Okay.
So I don't know what the internet would be down there, so I don't want to commit to doing that with you then. But I'll look at my calendar and see. I think that if you're going to write to people, that week between Christmas and New Year's is an awesome time to do it because they've just overindulged, and they've been overindulging probably for the last month and a half to 2 months, right, since Halloween. And they're really starting to feel it, and they're thinking about their New Year's resolutions, and they're thinking about, okay, this time I'm going to do it. This time I'm going to get rid of this weight. And that's a really good time to hit them.
Okay.
And then you don't have to have that many days in advance. But you just start writing to them. What I would do is start writing to your list before Christmas. You know, just giving them a lot of tips, like don't get on that roller coaster, don't get on that hamster wheel. Like, here's some foods you can have instead. Here's some tips. So really just getting them thinking about that, you know, starting the new year right type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know that most of them are not going to do it instead anyway. And they're going to overeat, and they're going to put on the weight, and they're going to feel sluggish, and they're going to make a New Year's resolution, because everybody does, over and over again. And then you can hit them with, I know you've made these New Year's resolutions over and over and over again. Why do you really think this year will be different? If you're going to do the same thing over and over again, you're going to get the same result. Why not make this one different? Come to this webinar, and I'll share it. So I really think that first week in January is your best bet, because that's when it's so on their mind.
Okay.
And you can announce it in that last week in December when it's so on their mind. They're buttoning up their pants and they can't, and they're feeling bloated and disgusted with themselves. And you can use that kind of language too. If you're feeling bloated and disgusted with yourself and you're ready to make that switch and you're ready to finally let go of this weight forever, come to my webinar.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing with weight loss. You've got huge competition in the weight loss market.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to really clearly differentiate why you're different. You know, Susan Pierce Thompson jumped into this weight loss thing about 2 years ago, and she's got a $7 million business doing it right now. She has, you know, her approach to weight loss is your brain dimension. And she is every time she does her program, she gets thousands of people to sign up.
Hello?
So
are you still there?
It is. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Did I get lost? Did anybody else hear me?
I can hear you now, but I didn't hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, so you really want to push, you want to be able to present a weight loss program in a way that what's different and unique. You may want to even work with something that's going to be big people's objection, and I don't know how she runs the programs where everybody has to weigh and measure their food, but she does. And so if your program is you don't have to weigh and measure your food, that could be, unlike some popular programs, you don't have to weigh and measure your food. We're going to do it different. We're going to approach it from a, you know, more of a balance standpoint. It's restoring balance to your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you're all about, is you're going to help them lose weight by helping them with their hormone balance.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that that's the kind of stuff that it needs to be focused on.
Okay, I'll start writing I'll start getting the webinar stuff together in November, yeah.
Yeah, and your first thing really to do, I'm being taught by some copywriters, is like starting with your sales page. I've never started with my sales page. That's the last thing I usually do. And I start with the sales page, because if you're hiring a copywriter, which I've just done for this next launch, they want to write the sales page first so they can base everything after that. And then everything makes sense. So you design the program first. What's in the program? What are all the features? What are the bonuses? How much money do you want to make from it? And then you work backwards from there, and then you design the sales page. And then from there, it's like, okay, what do people need to be feeling? What do they need to know and to be feeling in order to say yes to this? And that's where the education comes in.
Okay. All right.
had the thought of blame it on the hormones, you know what I mean? Not so much blame it, but just tying in the hormones in that extra weight. Our approach is different because we're going to help you get your hormones in balance and the weight is just going to change. And it's not a one-size-fits-all, do this, measure that, eat that. It's not like that. It's what it is. But I think timing-wise, that first week in January is going to be your best bet.
Okay.
Now, think about that some more. I'm just thinking about we're coming off our blood sugar balancing program. So it's almost like I'm offering them a down sell or cross sell or something like that if I do a webinar with you.
Is that good or bad?
I'm not sure. That's what I was just thinking about.
Yeah.
Right. It might be that they're a little bit tired at that point from that. Or, yeah, I'll have to think about it. Right. And do you have anybody else you can approach that, you know, you've been on a couple of summits. Can you approach those people and say, hey, I'm doing this program? Can
they
get you support?
There's one actually, but I can try. But I involved them in my last one, and it wasn't a huge response, so I don't know. But I can try.
Remind me of the price point of this program. Is this the smaller one?
Yeah.
This is like a $97.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it is a good downsell then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a good downsell because mine is, doing a $497 3-month program.
Yeah. No, it's a low price point.
Okay, good. Okay.
But not low value.
But not low value. Right. Yeah, so it might actually be a good point.
Okay, I guess that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look at my calendar to see if it's better that second week or first week.
Okay.
And I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Good. Great. All right, so let's move to Allison. Allison, your line should be open.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. How can I support you?
Yes,
we
wonderful.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, what wonderful tips that I've picked up already today, as always. Fantastic. I'd really like to thank Jane for highlighting that it's costing her so much money because I found the same thing. You know, so far I've made, I think, $2,600 taken, and it's cost me $4,000 at least without any of my time factored in. So this is absolutely something that we have to be aware of. But at the same time, as Lisa Sasevich says, at least I'm being paid to create the content that I'm going to reuse in the future. So I really wanted to get clarity. The only thing I could think of was getting clarity on my email string and course content for my course. The email string for following up from the free webinar and encouraging people to buy at each price point before they're expiring and things like that, I'm okay with. It's more sort of engaging people in the course. And I've been getting more clarity over my module one as I have become more, calmed down a bit and become less stressed because part one is pause and connect. And I was listening to one of the Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey meditation series, Manifesting True Success, and that is so much about actually just stopping and listening to yourself and this connection between mind and body. And it's so important. It's just finding a way to phrase it and work it in a module, in a webinar, that both educates, because there will be people, I'm trying to bring people around to the point of letting their left and right brain dance together. And some of them will be much more creative, holistic, healy people, and others will be much more stressy, logical. I don't want this messing around with meditation people. And bringing that together, we'll need to bring some of the science in and some of the work with heart, I'm thinking. So there's the heart math research, there's the meditation research, and I also thought I would bring the sleep part into this particular module as well to make it less sparse and more meaty. But I will be doing some experiential stuff, as I did with the first webinar, not the encore. In the first one, I did actually do a little visualization. Actually, I did do the encore as well
Had the picture of me. Yeah, you did. And I think that's really super important. So in terms of media and content, yes, you have to give that. And I would definitely start with the cortisol, the brain connection, you know, how that is affecting their hormones overall. Just refresh with them, right? How that high cortisol, you talked about pregnenolone steel, cortisol steel, and how that, you know, I would refresh with them that. So from a science standpoint, to definitely do that. I would talk about how that stress that they're feeling is then creating blood sugar imbalances. And that blood sugar imbalance is then feeding on to more stress and then more stealing away. So just like kind of go through some of that science for a little bit and then say, okay, let's just talk about how to dissipate. And then you can show them multiple ways. Like there's more than one way to do this. There's the heart map. There's tapping. There's the Deepak Chopra stuff. There's meditation. There's yoga. So whatever ones you want to, you know, list and go into, and then just teach them some techniques. You have visualization techniques, you have heart math, you could teach them whatever techniques you want to teach them, but make it experiential and then give them something, like actually make them do it. So I don't think it has to be huge, but I think you need to make the connection at the beginning, how this impacts their menopausal hormones. And I think the flow could be just that, you know. Welcome. We're really excited to be here. This is a really favorite topic, and the reason is this, and here's the science behind it. Now let's just do it, because what I find is that people know about it, they hear about it, but not actually do it, and they are scared of it. They think meditation means 2 hours a day sitting in a quiet place, and they don't have that. But no, it can be done, you know, in small compartments and small ways, and the importance of the continuity throughout the day, and you bring in the science of creating new neural pathways, that their current neural pathway is anything that looks remotely stressful feeds into this pathway that causes them to get all agitated and confused. You can talk about the impact of, you know, the way that stress breaks down their frontal cortex. They can't think straight. That can be contributing to some of the symptoms of menopause. You know, just go through, I would say, maybe 15 minutes of that science, maybe 20 minutes of the science. And then you can be experiential, and then you can come back to how that particular thing is affecting their hormones, and, you know, just keep bringing them back. Because really this module you don't want it to be too left-brained, because it's all about pausing and connecting.
Great. And that all makes sense with what I've got here. That's great. Okay.
Yeah, and what you want to do between the time that the program starts and now that people are signing up is you have to have something that they get to do. So you can't ignore them until then. So you can send them, you know, any kind of document. You can send them a little meditation. You can record a little video and post it. Are you doing a Facebook group for this?
I've got 9 people plus whoever comes in from Nepal. I don't know if that's enough for a Facebook group.
Well, you're going to have more because you're going to keep doing this, having this go.
Yeah.
You see how active our Facebook group is. There's only 5 or 6 of us on there. Yeah, there's a lot of activity there. So it makes it easy for you to keep them engaged. And you can get on there.
Yeah.
And even you can say, hey, we started this Facebook group for us to all connect. The program's starting on this date. And you can do it with a video. And Facebook Live makes it so easy, right? You just go click, and you're done. And it's so freaking amazing. So I think even if it's only 9, count on there's going to be at least 15 or 20.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're going to continue your process. And And make sure that you post in the, if you want to make this appealing to folks in INE, any, you know, the whole INE group or the NEPA group, the NEPT group, you can actually give everybody a $100 off coupon if you want to. If you want to get more people in and get more experience and exposure that way. Because they need to learn a lot of that stuff too. If you want to just keep it to the NEPT people and not the INE, it's fine. But you can post it in the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And you can actually do a Facebook. I think you can do a Facebook Live in any group that you're part of. Is that true? Or do you have to be a moderator?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I haven't done a Facebook Live anywhere but my own group so far.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if you go in there and you... No, you can, because I was in a group once. And they said, okay, now everybody just click the Facebook Live and introduce yourself. And it was so awesome. We got to meet each other.
Oh, that's true. Yes, and I did one with one of yours, didn't I? When you said introduce each other for the CMDS group.
Yes, that's
right. I did a Facebook Live.
Yes.
That's
true. Yeah. So I would do it because it's going to create that community and connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then create that.
Some people
say, hey,
are...
Introduce yourself if you don't want... And even if you don't like, if you don't want to be seen on the video, that's fine. We understand. Just, you know, put your finger over the camera part, but we'll at least hear you.
Yes.
Or point to your cat while you're talking or something, you know. Something
yes.
Like that.
And I'm also getting them to fill in their reproductive, the female reproductive hormone questionnaire. But I was also thinking of getting them to complete the...
Okay, you're garbled right now. So something about the reproductive hormone questionnaire that you're going to send them?
Yeah, I'm sending them that before they get started.
Yeah, right. So you get them started on that and there's feedback from that. So, yeah, get them started on that right away and get them into a Facebook group because I think it's just going to help you because you're going to get more questions and objections. It's going to help you for the next time you offer it as well. And it's going to help you design the next module. You can, after every module, you can say, hey, how was that? You know, I want your feedback. What do you want to make sure that you get more of? What would you like to learn more of? And then you can create it. Jeff Walker calls it a seed launch. Said you actually create the program as you go. You know, you actually, you know, develop it as you go based on their feedback.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And I do love Facebook and Facebook groups, so it makes complete sense for me. It's completely authentic for me to be working with them.
Right.
And I was thinking of the Ready to Take Action questionnaire, whether to include that at this stage as well, to reinforce that they've made the right decision investing.
Sure. You may want to tailor it. Don't just use it as is. Just go in and see and put it in your own words and eliminate questions if you think they're too... touchy for people and keep them in there, but I think it's great.
I think the version I've got has already been edited a bit, but I will double check that. Quite right.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then the rest I'm writing while I'm on holiday in Devon.
When are you going on your holiday? Is that next week?
Nope. Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow. So first of all, I just want to comment that your sound is so much less stressed than it's been in the past. In spite of the fact that you just got off a launch and you have so much to do, I've seen so much shift in you over this last year and a half. I just wanted to comment on that. That frazzled, hairy, like I'd go, okay, breathe. I'd have to keep telling myself to breathe listening to you because... like, oh, and now not so. You were so good on the webinar, just keeping calm and talking slowly, and I think it was awesome. So I just want to congratulate you on all the work you've been doing on yourself.
Thank you. I'm sure leaving my GP practice where they didn't value my way of working was a major part of that.
Sure it was.
Not to mention, of course, all the support I get from you guys.
But there was one point where I was starting to freak out, and you were just cool and calm and collected. I'm like, holy cow. Mm-hmm. That was, like, on the Zoom, and I'm like, where is she? Is she in? I'm off. And you were just, oh, okay, everything's good. So, good job. All right. I think we're at time.
Thank you.
Anybody have what I'd love to hear is just one little go-around of everybody one more time through. And I'll start with the way the list has changed because I opted back or I locked back in. But I'll just go through the order that they're listed here. And just if there's one thing, one takeaway for yourself that you're committed to and one other thing that you might have learned from someone else's share, I'd love to hear that. So, Jane?
Let's see. I think that the biggest thing, as I'm already thinking of my next launch, is the sales page, is that once that was written first, everything else flowed. And it was like swimming upstream until I had the sales page done.
Yep. That's great feedback. So true. And Allison?
I think that some of the gems from tonight have been the cost of the VA team, so that Jane's cost like mine. That was interesting that it wasn't just me. And the talking about the upsell and planning ahead and the next steps. But always the sales page comes first if you are organized. Thank you.
I wanted to add to that expense part. I decided to do this launch more professionally and hire the professional video team and hire a launch manager and all this. And my cost was probably for the CMDS launch that we just did was around $50,000. And that was not counting my business. Not counting
my my God.
Not counting
how much? Did you say 15 or 50?
No.
50,000.
So I was freaking out that first week when we only had 25 people signed up. I'm like, I'm not even close to break even yet. Fortunately, we ended up with 106, so we more than broke even. But that was not counting my regular team. That was just the extras that I paid for. Yeah. So it's costly to do it if you do it. Like, if you see these professional launches that people have these beautiful videos and you're going, oh, my God, I want to do it that way. You don't have the budget for it yet, right? I had this goal that I was gonna break the six-figure mark on this launch, and I was gonna invest to make it happen. But so if you don't like have launch envy when you see all these people that do all these amazing things, you know, Justin Livingston probably spends, well, if you count his affiliate commissions, he probably spends over $500,000 on his launches, but just for the production part, it's going to cost you over $100,000 to do a launch like he does, or more. So just keep that in mind. So, you know, it does cost, and right now the goal is to do it, you know, and to make back your investment, and it will in the future pay off. But it definitely can be very costly to do a launch.
Well, is there like a formula you think to the number of like subscribers you have versus how much you should really spend on a campaign?
You know, I don't think there's a formula. I mean, for me, it's always been let's just get these done and not hire anybody else to do it. I think one time I hired $2,000 people that did videos and they really did a crappy job. So this group that did my videos this time cost me about $8,000 plus I had to fly to California to do it. So I think that if you've got a list of under, I think if your list is under 5,000, you got to really be careful about what you're spending. So you're not going to be spending $20,000 to do a launch unless you've got a lot of really good JVs lined up to do it with you.
Right. Well, like I wonder, like with you, like would you do that again?
Sure. Well, if you had to pay $50,000 to make $135,000, would you?
Well, was your 135 your net or your gross?
Net. You're right, net.
So
gross. That was gross. Sorry, the 135.
That was gross. So you netted. So the question is, if you doing a loan, would you have netted the same amount of net money?
Maybe. Yeah, that's a question. I'm not sure of yet.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking myself when I'm looking at the numbers, is if I had done it myself, would I have made a profit? And would I have still had the exact same outcome?
Well, I don't know what your numbers are, so I'm not sure, and I don't know how much you paid your tech team and if there's ways to get it a lot cheaper than what you did. We can have that conversation if you're willing to share your numbers, and I can help you decide. But I don't think there's a formula. For me, my goal was to make $200,000 on this launch, to get 200 people signed up, to get all these affiliates, and I didn't have an affiliate manager in place, and the affiliate stuff just fell apart. So 80% of all those was from my list. 7 to 10% was from my Facebook, and yeah, so it's really hard to say. It's really hard to say. I just know that the small list, you're going to start with homegrown launches. I've been doing it forever, right? And I've done well,
yeah,
doing it forever. I wanted to have something that I could create videos that I could have ongoing, and they were standing in front of my fireplace with the camera jiggling and me trying to figure it out. You know, I wanted the teleprompter and all that. I'm going to be doing some numbers and surely try to figure that stuff out. But I think the smaller your list, the more you want to keep the cost down. But on the other hand, if you do have affiliate people that are willing to launch to promote with you, then go for it. Okay, so I'll give you an example. One of the people in my mastermind group, she came in, she was devastated. She was just like all upset about how horribly her launch went. And she wasn't sharing any numbers with anybody at that point. It was a disaster. I'm devastated and all this. Well, we come to find out that she made $235,000 on this launch. And we're like, what's devastating about that? Well, she did all this stuff, and it cost her over $100,000. And then she had coaches that were going to have to help her deliver the program to the people that already signed up. And really, the bottom line was she netted zero. And she made $235,000 on this launch. I mean, no, I would never consider those $235,000 launch to be a disaster. When she was saying that, I thought she got like five people to sign up for her program after all she put in. But it wasn't that way at all. So it depends on perspective, but it also, you have to feel like you can get the numbers if you're going to be spending a lot of money. And I don't know how close you were to breaking even, and if you're doing net or gross, because that makes a difference too. I mean, my net is usually, you know, pretty small compared to my gross.
Yeah, it's a lot of it is startup too. I have to look at both of those, but I'm also looking at it's simplification. Is do these extra costs really make a difference in a launch, and is it really on where your heart is and how you're attracting?
Exactly. So I would, So did my professional videos make a difference? I don't really know. I don't have a way of measuring that. You know, I've done homegrown videos. At the point where the thing was like 25 people were signed up, I'm like, I did this cheapo launch where I did my own videos in my own living room and made that many people, made more than that. So the launch I did in the spring where we did for IRSPT, we got about 70 people signed up for that, maybe 65, something like that. And I didn't have anywhere near the expense because I didn't have professional stuff. But this one, I did it professionally, and I got 110 people. So there was a difference. But did it make up the difference? I'm not sure. Those are all things that, you know, need to be considered in laying out a launch. But you're right. Yours is startup. You did it right the first time, and I would, you know, I would caution you before you decide to like dump the whole. You know, if you can get somebody to make an application that will interface with Infusionsoft and do what Access Ally would do, that would be great. But that might take them very many months to do. Not sure. Right? As opposed to the cost of keeping the Access Ally and building everything there, but having them do the tech back end. So I want you to really look at those two possibilities.
Yeah, I am. I'm definitely looking at that.
Because getting them for free, but really what's the cost of that? Is that profit sharing? What is it? I mean, they can't work for free. Nobody works for free.
This is a special deal.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you have a special deal like that and they're willing to take on this kind of a project and you feel like they could do it when you show them what you need, then it's great. And they should create it and then market it. But you should do what you should do. There's no perfect membership site out there. Access Ally is the best I've found so far. But it is, it's not cheap, but it's not that expensive compared to some of the others. I think Lisa has Kajabi, but those,
yeah,
they used to be like $100 per program, $100 a month per program. Access Ally is what, 70, as many programs as you want to put in there. So it's a lot to look at. And we can have that conversation. So who else? Anything else, Jane? Sorry, I got off track.
No, I think it wasn't even me. I just piped in. Sorry, it was actually I think it was Allison.
Steph, looking at my list. Steph, what's your takeaway to do, thing you learned, thing that stands out?
Well, I got a lot of focus for myself, but I am getting a lot out of this heckler talk that we're all talking about, because I let it throw me off too when it happens, and it's good to know that we're all human. But yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, when it happens like that, when Allison saw that, I could hear it, like I said. But it's like you see that, you feel it, and you go, you just have to let me breathe. Let it go. Say, I'm just giving the best information I know how to give. And if somebody's not in a place to receive it, not my problem. Because we all give great information. So thank you. Diane?
I don't have a specific takeaway. I just have been soaking up and absorbing the entire conversation today, because the whole launch process has been a learning experience for Deb and myself, but I've been learning just as much from what everyone else has been doing, and I've been learning from all of our successes, all of the things that haven't gone as smoothly, that haven't gone as well. I'm just sort of trying to soak up every part of the process, because I can have this stuff, you know, written down in my brain, and every detail, good, bad, ugly, whatever, is just going to help me next time make it better and always continue to grow and improve. And so it's kind of like my big takeaway has just been the whole experience of these past few months, and then having the postmortem today discussing, since we had three webinars and launches to talk about. So,
yep. Great point about soaking it up, because that's how we learn. And you find yourself like something that was not automatic, you know, a couple months later you're advising somebody on, you go, oh wow, I really did learn that. And experience is the best teacher, as we know. So thanks.
Exactly.
Okie dokie. Lisa.
Like Diane, I've been really soaking up what everybody's been saying, and learned actually a lot, but I also learned that it wasn't smooth sailing for other people, because I thought maybe it was just me, and I also incurred a lot of unexpected costs. So I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I'm not happy that it happened to anybody else, but I'm glad to hear that that's sort of part of the process.
Yeah.
And hope that I will have learned more and can streamline it a bit better for the next one. Yeah.
Streamlining is good, and that's one of the things I'm going to be sitting down with my team after Shine, is to say, how do we simplify? Because everything becomes this complicated thing, and why do we have to do it that way? Why can't we do it in a way that's simpler so that it doesn't cost us so much to maintain? Because it can cost a lot to maintain.
Unlike you and Steph, I have to really have my program done in advance, because it took so much time to do this launch that then I was scrambling to finish the program, the content. So that was really hard. I can't. I have to have it all done in advance.
Well, the thing is, though, if you once you get through the launch, you should have, you know, at least the concepts of the first module ready to go pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But once you've done that, you can. It doesn't take the time to create a module isn't all that long. I mean, I remember I would every Wednesday I would create the content for my first program, and it was happening that night, and then I'd deliver it, and then we'd put the content up as instant teleseminar replays, and that's all we did. Very simple. We had one single web page that was module one, the recording, and it was a link to the instant or is embedded the instant teleseminar link on that page. And then if there are any handouts, it was underneath it, and then it said module two, module three, module four, all the way up to like 14 modules. We had 14 of programs. That was it. With one page, there was no individual logins. Everybody went to that one page and put in a password. Everybody had the same password, which made it difficult if you if somebody canceled or whatever, and it made it really easy for people to share, but it didn't matter, right? We got it out there in a very simple way that first time. And all I did to deliver was I'd show up those days. I'd spend the entire day. I would block off in the entirety of Wednesday to do it, and I would get the thing done, and I would deliver it that night. I don't advise doing it the same day. Looking back, now that I know what I know, I would have at least, like, recommended doing it the Friday before or something. So, yeah, we could get it, you know, in case there were errors or whatever. But that's all I did. And it was simple program. It was actually a very complicated program, you know, from the standpoint of what we delivered, but people loved it. And that material has formed the basis of all my programs since, like the guidelines. I've expanded it and all that, but it was simple. So it's a matter of what you put on yourself. And that's the thing with me right now with the team and, you know, having people who are just so dedicated to it. I'm looking perfect, and I'm at a point where I have to make it look good and all that. I can't get away with just a one page with downloads on it, but you can, and that's all you need to do. It doesn't need to be a fancy membership site. So keep that in mind. And the material, people want you, they want your support, they want what you have to say to them, and that's the way it goes. So keep it simple, and then you can make it better and better each time. Our first run of Before Be Gone, the weekend before it, I was creating pages in WordPress myself, and I'd never created a page in WordPress myself before, but I kept getting these ideas, I kept creating it, and then Stacy took it over, and now it's much more sophisticated, but it was really simple back then. So keep it simple, and make it better and better and better each time. Any other questions? And just as aside for that, I know I'm in programs like that. I'm in this program, with Justin Livingston thing, the optimized webinar sequence. And whenever they get a module done, they get it out. They don't have a schedule. I don't know when their modules are going to come out. They just send it when they're done with it. And they get usually plenty to do in between. And so it doesn't have to be all perfect. And when they get it, I get it. It's like great stuff. It gives me great content, and it helps me with the next step. Not that I'm saying that you should miss schedules and not have it. I much prefer that you have module 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4, and you have a schedule and stick with it. But if you have to slip, if something happens and you get more, you can always just throw in a bonus Q&A call and push everything else out a week. Lots of ways around it. And if ever you're in that situation, just ask me. I've been in lots of those situations, and I'm happy to share. Okay? Is everybody
yep.
good? Does everybody feel like this was a valuable call?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations.
Absolutely
I'm
priceless.
So excited. You guys are in action. That's the thing. You know, you're in action, and it's just so awesome, and it's uncomfortable, just like the first 3 days of a cleanse might be. It's awkward that first time. Very awkward, but the benefits are there. Absolutely. So keep it up. Wonderful talking to all of you, and we'll talk again soon. Actually, real soon, because I think we have if you're coming back, we have another call at 2:00. All right, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.